You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. And that would be Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon. Maybe it's Thursday evening. You're tuning in. You've tuned your dials into where God is always broadcasting, and that is through His Word. Thanks for taking the time to join me here today. We are going to play now. We're in between programs, in between sermons through this sermon series I've been preaching at Island Community Church. Many of you know, or for the last how long? Well, since April, we've been on the book of Revelation, and this weekend I'm in chapter 20. You're invited to come by this weekend. If you're looking for a church home, why don't you come by and visit us at Island Community Church? We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30, we're looking at, four different things. We're in chapter 20, from Satan bound for 1,000 years, to the great white throne judgment, that's what we're looking at. And the 1,000-year, the millennial reign, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. That's where we're at this week. Here now, today, and tomorrow, you're going to hear something that aired. Well, this one's going back to November of last year. So forgive me if you hear references that might quote the wrong day or when this is. But I'm going back in these odd days here of this series I was doing at the end of the week. It's called Take Heed That No Man Deceive You. It's going through Matthew chapter 24. So that's where we're at today and tomorrow. We just started this about a week ago. So let's continue this today. We'll be back again tomorrow here in Matthew 24. We'll be back here on the radio Monday morning with Revelation chapter 20. I'd love to see you this weekend, Sunday morning. Let's continue now with this message here today from Matthew chapter 24. The signs the Lord Jesus gave to know that His return is near. Matthew chapter 24, we're looking at the signs of the end of the age. We ended up looking at the Lord Jesus' warning, take heed that no one deceive you. That's where we looked at. That's where we left off last week. When His disciples asked Him, they said, what will be the sign of your coming and what will be the sign of the end of the age? Jesus answered Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. That's His number one warning, because that's the number one thing that's going to take people down at this time. Lord God, we pray right now. Lord, I pray for all these listeners out here today. I pray that You would speak to them through Your Word. Fill them with revelation knowledge and insight here today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The biggest warning at the end of the age is the biggest threat at the end of the age, and that is deception. Hear this verse I'm going to read to you. This is out of my Bible translation from the Greek majority text, Revelation chapter 13. Speaking of this person known as the false prophet, it says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. Now, we know who that is. This is a counterfeit Christian. horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. We know who the dragon is. If you go up to chapter 12, you look and see the dragon is Satan. This is a counterfeit Christian, which shouldn't surprise you because counterfeit Christians are in the pulpits all around America. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Friends, Satan has his pastors in churches all over America. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "You will know them by their fruits." So this should not surprise you. Again, he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast. First beast is Antichrist. This is his henchman, his right-hand man. He exercises all the authority of the first beast before him. And he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now get this, Revelation 13:13. Now I don't mean Mockingbird Lane. 13:13. He works great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth before men. Now, if you have a good Bible, you'll notice a footnote right there at that verse, and that'll take you to 1 Kings chapter 18, because that's the last time someone's done this, called fire down out of heaven. Elijah is the last person to do this. James and John wanted to do it. Luke chapter 9, verse 54, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did?" And Jesus said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are. No, you will not do this." This man is going to call fire down out of heaven. Now, remember, the Jews are waiting for Elijah. So here you come. Here comes a man. He says he's going to be a prophet. And to prove it, he's going to call fire down out of heaven. This is why Jesus warns you, friend. Take heed that no one deceives you. Again, he works great signs. Revelation 13:13. He works great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven. He makes fire come down from heaven on the earth before men. Meaning millions are going to witness this. Let me ask the question. When was the last time you saw someone call fire down out of heaven? This is unheard of. A miracle like this. Verse 14 out of my Bible reads a little different. It says he deceives, instead of deceives those, my Bible reads, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do. See, these are counterfeit signs. These are right signs and lying wonders, the Apostle Paul calls them. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him or granted to him to do, saying to those that dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. And it was given to him to give breath or life, whatever word you like. The Greek word pneuma, proper name for the Holy Spirit. Pneuma, spirit, wind, breath, life. It was given to this man to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. So catch this scene here on planet Earth. Here you got a man who I think is going to say his name is Elijah. He's going to call fire down out of heaven. He's going to deceive billions of people that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. That's what's coming up here on planet Earth. And all I could say is, wow, what a time to be alive. And don't even begin to say to yourself, well, thank God I won't be around to see that. Oh, yeah? Who says? Are you ready to go through this? Are you ready to go through this period? Remember what the Lord Jesus said as a litmus test. He gave you these words right here. In John 12:25, he says, he who loves his life will lose it. He who loves his life will lose it. But he who hates his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. Where do you stand on that? He who loves his life lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. Where do you fall on that? What do you do when they come bashing down your door and ask, are there any Christians? What do you do? They got this down pat in the Middle East. They know how to answer this question because they live in turmoil and threats every day. They undergo persecution. You see, they can wink the eye and understand when they read what James said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, comes from having your faith tested, comes from having a knife at your throat. How about you? He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. That's Jesus' number one warning here. Be careful. The Greek word blepete, take heed. Be careful. Look out. Watch out. Make sure no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, Ego eimi ho Christos. That is, I am the Christ. And will deceive many. And verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not disturbed, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Okay, nations, the Greek word ethnos. Really, the word means ethnic group. Ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. This is one of the signs that you know, just like earthquakes. You hear it all the time, you know, people teaching a rise in earthquakes points to the return of the Lord. Yeah, that's true. But ethnic group rising up against ethnic group is another sign. And that is racial fighting. One group against another group is another one of the signs that the Lord Jesus Christ says, behold, he said, I'm at the doors ready to return. Nation, ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. Kingdom is going to rise up against kingdom. And there'll be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Speaking of famines, we read that once the two witnesses are appear here on earth, whenever this happens, the Bible says that these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. So famines, yeah. Why? 3.5 years with no rain. Can you imagine that? 3.5 years with no rain. You know how things here in Florida, anytime there's a hurricane, you can't get with just the mere threat of a hurricane. And there's people out here on the street corners selling bottles of water for $10. You can't find any water here once there's a hurricane. Here now, imagine this, 3.5 years. These have power to shut. I think it's Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. It says these two witnesses, have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now, isn't that fine? Isn't that funny? Elijah did the same thing. Elijah was a man with a like nature as ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Isn't that funny how history repeats itself? As it was in the days of Elijah, so it will be prior to and right leading right up to the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a fascinating study this is. I invite you to study more on this Sunday morning at Island and here on the radio as well, in between programs. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in.